This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This Democrat run for the White House in 2020 makes the announcement on a late night talk show.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes.
And what would that be, madam?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York making the announcement on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Today will be day two of Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing after a day one when he told senators he would not end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Assuming there was no good cause?
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A crushing defeat for British Prime Minister Theresa May as British Parliament rejects her Brexit deal. So what's next? Jason Farrell is covering the story for Sky News.
With the government losing this vote, we're back deep into the Brexit labyrinth. And the next turn is crucial as to where we end up. So what are the options? First, Labour tabled a no-confidence vote in the government. Jeremy Corbyn will make his pitch for Labour to seize power and control of the negotiations. His problem is he's unlikely to get the required number of votes in Parliament. The EU said it can't be done, but Theresa May has little choice but to try to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement. And many Tory MPs will accept nothing less than scrapping the controversial backstop. If no solution is found, no deal becomes the default option.
An L.A. public school teacher strike is into day three as the L.A. mayor is hoping to restart negotiations, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive, end quote. House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments. A law designed to protect Alabama's Confederate-era monuments from removal has been ruled unconstitutional by a Jefferson County judge. The judge ruling on Monday that the Alabama Monument Preservation Act violates free speech rights. He also says most citizens in the predominantly black Birmingham area were repulsed at the monument at the center of the lawsuit. The Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has said he is going to file an appeal of that ruling. And Jersey Shore reality TV star Mike the Situation Sorrentino has begun an 8-month prison sentence in upstate New York for tax evasion. The 36-year-old streaming his last moments of freedom on his Instagram page yesterday. He'll be serving the time at a federal correctional institution in Mount Hope, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department, is with us. Chris, how you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, I'll tell you, the news in the Beltway, just keeps on going, even in spite of this partial shutdown. Chris, from your purview, what do you see happening there on the Beltway? I mean, we've entered, 26th day, 27th day of this partial shutdown. What is it starting to affect our economy?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, so that was the report. The report was that with every week that drags on, we're losing $1 billion in GDP, mm-hmm. But those estimates were revised upward. We're losing about $2 billion each week now.
Oh, wow.
And I think there was a threat that just came out, a cautionary warning, I should say, from Wall Street that said if we continue down this path, we could completely wipe out all the GDP growth in the first quarter of 2019. And so that's a scary, scary scenario. Now, contrast that with a new report that's come out that said that President Trump has a strategy to do what's called a reduction in force. A reduction in force that RIF is legally triggered as possible after 30 days of furlough.
Mm.
So, what does that mean? All the obstructionists, I mean, this is big breaking news, Bill. This was just published yesterday in the Daily Caller by an anonymous senior Trump official who said that this would be the long-run game plan, the trap, if you will, that President Trump has set, in that if these negotiations don't come to a resolution and we continue to have federal employees' careers on furlough, that 30-day trigger allows the president to start what's called a reduction in force. Meaning he can fire these careers that are non-essential and never have to give them a job again.
Well, and it's interesting, and I'm glad you said non-essential. I mean, this is part of the discussion. You know, 800,000 employees in a bloated government that you regard as non-essential, I got to tell you, a good portion of America is going, what are they doing working there then if they're non-essential?
And that is, honestly, that is the big, I would say that the swampy fear right now is that people are figuring out, hey, hold on a sec. TSA is still screening people. Our refund checks are still going to come in. Our lives are really not being affected except for, let's say, maybe some economic reporting coming out of the Commerce Department. But other than that, I mean, what really is being affected by the shutdown? So Americans are really waking up and they're finding, hang on a sec, two things. I'm not really being affected by the shutdown, but number two, what's holding this whole thing up?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the fact that Democrats don't want to pass border security and fund a wall or fund a barrier. Out of the $4 trillion federal budget, they can't fund $5.7 billion, and people are waking up to that.
Well, originally it started out roughly 23 $25 billion. And, you know, the president has compromised and, you know, gone down to five. And now they're, you know, now there's no compromise. I mean, it's either $5 billion or, to hear Nancy Pelosi, $1. Come on. I mean, this is absurd on its face. Not that long ago, we've got you all on video saying border security is significant, including your standard bearer of your party. And now, I mean, it's pretty hollow. I mean, they can only hope that this shutdown in a political context really lands on the shoulders of President Trump and not on them.
And that is why I believe he set the trap back when he had the first meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office, where he said, fine, I'll own the shutdown. I'll own it.
Right.
And that baited them into prolonging this shutdown. Once we hit that 30-day mark, believe it. I mean, believe me, this is a serious issue. Border security, the deaths that happen at the border, the human trafficking problems, the humanitarian crisis that happens, the drugs that pour across the border, these are all serious issues.
Exactly.
The president is able to tackle two major things if he extends this past 30 days. He has an obstructionist, I'll even call it a deep state.
Mm-hmm.
These career, employees that are working to actively undermine the president's agenda. I know it. I've served in the administration. I served at an agency. I ran a federal agency. And I understand that there are really good Americans out there that take their job seriously. But there are some bad apples that are trying to subvert the president's agenda. You know, make no.
Well, that's absolutely clear. There's no doubt about it. I mean, with, you know, every day there's something else breaking out of the FBI. And, you know, and I was watching the hearings yesterday with William Barr. And though he's very calm, you know, comes across, you know, pretty solid that he's going to follow the rule of law, not going to do anything. I mean, you know, the Democrats are just beside themselves. I mean, they're spending way too much time on this whole Mueller issue. I mean, you can ask him one time, hey, are you going to support, you know, the Mueller report? Are you going to let it play out? I mean, they constantly are scratching an itch that, you know, I would say Main Street America has had it with it. They really care that much about Mueller. It's like, this thing has cost over $30 million. Let's get on with it. Get with the report. Obviously, he's coming. It seems rather obvious, Chris, you know, you would know better, that he's coming to a conclusion on this. And it's almost, I think he probably wants to drag out the report because, you know, already the Democrats are trying to manage expectation with this. There's not going to be any big reveal one way or another after $30 million, do you think?
Well, that's the thing. That's what's being reported, is that this is almost guaranteed to be anticlimactic of a report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I know we've seen over the last 2 years is that Democrats will find anything that they can to try to hang President Trump and try to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. You know, once the Russian narrative started to fizzle out, then they shifted to another topic. They shifted to the, you know, detention of migrant children, you know,
right.
of illegal immigrants, which is the same policy that happened under President Obama. You know, then they shift to,
right.
you know, you name it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. almost like, you know, because President Trump is the president,
mm-hmm.
they want to deny him any wins. They want to deny him any success, which really, if you think about this, and on the grand scheme of things, we have a global economy. We have an entire world. We have adversaries that we're trying to actively battle against
right.
on many fronts.
And we're fighting amongst ourselves.
For president.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Chris. I mean, this is so absurd. And we've been saying this, is that, look at, could you imagine if we were all on the same page and just saying, hey, look at, you know, obviously America has gone through a rough period of time here under the previous administration, you know, call it for what it is. You've got a new administration comes in that's hitting numbers that, you know, even the government said he would never hit. And here he is with one hand tied behind his back and all this resistance and the economy doing what it's doing. And right now, it's like, okay, he's got room. And those numbers are serious. I mean, losing $2 billion each week in GDP. But like anything, you know, sometimes we have to trim the fat here. And in trimming the fat, you find out afterwards that things blossom quite brighter. But, you know, we're just going to have to get through this, right?
That's right. That's right. keep working hard toward the solution,
right.
Support the president, and
exactly.
Have good results.
Chris Garcia is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday. No gaga, no goo-goo. We just give it to you straight because you're smart and you deserve the best that we can get. And this is why we're grateful to have Chris Garcia with us, the CEO of Vicker Financial, former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Well, Chris, yesterday the president invited some Democrats to come to the Situation Room. Hey, let's sit down. Let's keep the conversation going, and let's have a let's have a talk here. And I guess Nancy Pelosi said, you ain't going because we don't want you to eat any of the leftover hamburger and cheeseburgers, from the for the Clemson event.
Yeah, this is a really, really telling sign of exactly where Democrats are. It's unfortunate they don't realize that by turning down the invitation like that, the American people are watching.
Yes.
With every day that drags on, I think the president's using the strategy that he's using with China, whose economy is weakening significantly as each day passes mm-hmm. during this trade war.
Right.
The same strategy is used for Democrats, knowing that as each day drags on, more and more do Democrats own this in the eyes of the American people. If they're not willing to budge, I always use the analogy. If you have a $40,000 budget as a household and your husband is saying, nope, I'm not going to pay any bills, I'm not going to go to the grocery store, I'm not going to take care of the kids until you give me this $57 budget.
Yeah, right.
And our $40,000 budget.
Little allowance here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the American people, I truly believe that this is common sense. This is what's happening. They're waking up to this. So they do so, the Democrats do so to their peril.
They really shot themselves in the foot, didn't they, Chris? Because, their comments about this, about border security. Well, just because he made a campaign promise, we're not, why should we support that? I mean, let's suspend reality here. Forget the idea that, God forbid you have a politician make a promise and actually be sincere about fulfilling it. That aside, is that we have real stories here. We've got people dying in every state of the union because of illegal immigration and our porous border. We've got drugs running amok here, sex trafficking, lives being upended, if not destroyed, as a result of all this. And the president's finally had it. I mean, historically, the Democrats have promised, hey, we're going to do this, going back to Reagan. Yeah, give us what we want, and hey, we'll give you that, make legal, 3 million plus illegal immigrants. Hey, give us that, and hey, we'll be there for you. And they haven't been there time and time again. It's another false promise. This is why President Trump in the Oval, in the Oval meeting with, the Oval Office meeting with Chuck and Nancy, called the question, just said, hey, look, if I sign to reopen the government in 30 days, are you going to help me out here? She says, no. He says, well, done. Bye-bye. I mean, no slam of desk. I mean, end of negotiations, because there's no room there. As in negotiations in business, you have to have this sense that there is a path to yes. And the only path that the Democrats have offered is a path to no.
Yeah, that to me, that when that story broke, was just unconscionable. The fact that you have somebody that is so obstructionist leading the House of Representatives right now in Congress, that all of their demands that they've asked for in the past are being met by the president, and all he wants is funding. That protects. It's not Trump's wall. It's the American wall. This is our wall that protects us as Americans. Including Speaker Pelosi. These are serious, serious circumstances that we have at the border. And so I think that, when we take a look at the facts, and by the way, the media did not report that story when Pelosi outright said no. Mm-hmm. Media is not reporting the fact that DACA has been offered, in exchange for funding the border wall. What happened to the concern that Democrats had for the DACA children?
Right. That is gone. Exactly. I mean, I've asked the same question, Chris. To go, we're not hearing about DACA. The only time we do it is if the president or some other Republican brings it up. But the Democrats, it's nothing. And as you know, Donald Trump at one point doubled the number. They were saying, 700,000. And the president came back and says, no, hey, all 1.3 million, including those that said they didn't want to be given, you know, any kind of clearance.
Yeah, that's, and this is why we, you know, it's about time, you know, and I think about this from a global perspective. If we cannot unite behind the president of the United States, behind something like national security and border security, which is,
right,
you know, having, you know, running a country 101.
Yes.
How are we going to unite behind him when it comes to taking on an adversary like China, taking on an adversary like Russia, like Iran, things that have actual mass casualty implications? You know, these are really the serious questions that have to be asked. If we can't get together and put our heads together as Americans on something like this, I fear for what can happen down the road.
Well, Chris, as you and I were talking off the air, I think history may look at this time and say America lost an opportunity here with this president. Yes, he happens to be a Republican. Yes, he's a businessman. But what he brings to the table here in terms of change, if people are serious about getting their country back on track and having some credibility here, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, you know, what we continue to understand what's been going on in our government, whether it's the IRS and the corruption that's happened there, the FBI, all this stuff all the way down, the incompetence of our government, the fact that we can even talk about 800,000 non-essential employees in the government. I mean, that if that doesn't cause you to take pause, then I don't know what does. You know, so, and we know, you know, this whole saying, well, it's good enough for government work, that everything's always a compromise and an acceptance of incompetence when it comes to the government. Well, if we're serious about really doing something about it, if not Donald Trump, then who, for goodness sakes, Chris, do we have a shot at even, you know, beginning to approach to, you know, get this government back on fast track? Because what's happened is everything's been about compromise. And we are the classic illustration of that creation of a camel by committee. Because of the way the government has operated, now you've got somebody who's shaking it up and asking some questions that needed to be asked for a long time, but because people are embarrassed because they have been part and parcel of this incompetence for so long, you know, they just want to, you know, they don't want to talk about it, you know, not to mention the fact that they like the incompetence of the government because they've been fairly rewarded for it, right?
Yeah, well, that's what happens with a bloated government. You know, when you have a bloated government that's unaccountable, you know, you have the opportunity for rampant corruption. And that's what's permeated, and that's what's really, I think, been exposed. Ever since the president was elected to office, we've had leaks, you know, not just of domestic issues, but of national security issues have been leaked to the press. You've had ongoing investigations that have been leaked by the FBI. I mean, these are really serious challenges that we face as a country, and if we can't get it together for the sake of just our reputation and our dignity and running a functioning country, I fear to see what happens when we face our true national security emergency in the likes of actual kinetic warfare or continued cyber espionage from foes like Russia or China.
Well, you're exactly right. We have all these other existential threats, and we don't even have our house in order. And I got to tell you, I am not real comfortable with William Barr. You know, I know it's the president's nominee here, but I'm not convinced that he's going to go into, you know, he's going to be the new sheriff in town and clean house. I just sense this accommodation of, you know, business as usual. I mean, you know, it's Bob. You know, he talks about Bob when he's referring to Mueller. I guess they're such good friends and he has such high honor for him. But I got to tell you, the more I understand about Mueller, I think the guy is suspect, and the whole agency right now is suspect, and it needs a sheriff who's going to come with their Fanner 50s and fire up the place here and, you know, really do something about the corruption that's been running rampant, you know, for a long time. I'm not convinced that William Barr is the one to do that. And no,
well,
just
I don't know Bill Barr personally. I've worked with him, but I
yeah. Well, we got to leave it there, Chris. Yeah. We're out of time. But thanks as always for the input. Appreciate it, Chris Garcia.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democrat to announce a possible run for the White House in 2020 makes the announcement on a late-night talk show.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes.
And what would that be, madam?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York making the announcement on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Today will be day two of Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing after a day one when he told senators he would not end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Assuming there was no good cause?
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you. Welcome right here at the intersection of faith and politics. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, did you hear about Marty the wheeled robot rolling into nearly 500 grocery stores? I mean, this is like a robotic Roomba, I guess. So here it is. Don't be surprised. You might warn the kids here that they've got this humongous robot now rolling the aisles of the grocery store and doing all the pickups and of spilled granola and tomatoes and broken jars and all that good stuff. So, something like 500 grocery stores are rolling them out, so don't be surprised when you run into Marty the robot. Hey, and don't be surprised that we have Jenny Beth Martin with us. You know, she's feeling good, and you know, we appreciate her here as much as she can be here. And of course, Jenny Beth is the Tea Party Patriots president and co-founder. Jenny Beth, Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, we've got a lot of serious stuff happening, especially on this border crisis. We were just talking with Chris Garcia, former Trump official in his administration, you know, that this is affecting our economy. But it seems like common sense has been thrown out the door here. I mean, the president asked Democrats yesterday, said, look, Dave, why don't you come to the White House, let's meet and everything. And I don't know if they were afraid that they were going to end up with some leftover hamburgers from the Clemson event or something. I don't know, but they chose not to participate in any discussion.
They did, and it just shows they're not willing to compromise. They're not even willing to look for a solution that is bipartisan that will get us out of this government shutdown. And the president is willing to do that. He's many people think he's asking for a wall, and that's all he's asking for. The fact is, he's standing firm, and he is for border security, and he's offered a broad border security plan. It includes funding for the wall, 750 additional Border Patrol agents, 2,000 additional law enforcement and support personnel. Those are things that Border Patrol has asked for, and that includes steel slabs, not a concrete wall. He also is looking at 52,000 more beds for border crossers as they're being processed, additional judges to handle the backlog for processing of the people who are crossing the border and coming in and claiming asylum or other things that they are trying to do so they can be here. And then finally, two other things. Infrastructure and medical support for those same border crossers. Those are all things the liberals have asked for.
Right.
And he's asking for funding for technology to detect narcotics and weapons. Again, technology is something that the liberals and Democrats have asked for. It's bipartisan, but the Democrats are refusing to even show up.
Well, you know, the way it's being presented, and it's rather unfair and very prejudicial by the mainstream media that doesn't, you know, on its face, it's an insult to the American people the way it's being reported. And as you just cited out, this is comprehensive. You know, it's not like the president's a knucklehead and he doesn't get it. I mean, he does what, you know, good leaders and CEOs do, is they go and talk to the people. He's talked to the border agents. He's, you know, getting information, you know, from his secretary, Nielsen. And, you know, a lot of research that she brought to bear, in fact, tried to share it with the Democrats. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi said, I don't want to hear your facts. I mean, really? Come on. You know, so we're going to ignore, you know, the problems that are there. We're going to ignore, you know, what the president is considering here, that it is a 21st century comprehensive look at border security. And regardless of the fact that, you know, they want to come back and say, well, you know, well, we got more people coming in by air than we do the border. Well, yes, that's true. But if you don't demonstrate that you're serious about, you know, doing something about illegal immigration, even at the border, you know, that makes a big statement, because what comes next after we take care of the border, then we start looking at air, we start looking at these, you know, visa overstays and these other problems that we have. But certainly the border right now with, you know, all the drug trafficking, the sex trafficking and the abuse that's happening there right now. And not to mention the other thing that's barely being even considered, Jenny Beth, is, you know, what the CDC is saying in terms of these new diseases that are coming in from these people from third world countries, that they grew up with these diseases and it's okay for them. Then all of a sudden you come to America, we haven't been exposed to that. So what's going to happen to the American citizen when they're exposed to diseases they haven't grown up with?
It becomes a real issue. And it boggles your mind. She doesn't want to, as you were talking about Speaker Pelosi, she doesn't want to listen to the facts regarding what's happening at the border. Yet, at the same time, she and the Democrats who she is leading, the Democrat Party, which she's essentially the leader of at this point, they claim they want to take care of immigrants, whether they're here legally or illegally. Mm-hmm. They claim to care about the American people. Well, I think that caring about the American people, caring about the immigrants who are coming here legally,
yes,
and also those who are here illegally, things that you want to do to make sure, if you really care about them, you want to make sure that they're not getting bad diseases. You want to make sure that when they get to the border, they are processed in a fair and equal manner that is consistent with the rule of law in our country. That is the right thing to do. She is not interested in doing that.
Yeah, and look at the danger that our own people, our Border Patrol officers, are you know, suddenly, you know, find themselves in when you've got, as you reported, Jenny Beth, 85%. I mean, this number is huge, and let your brain get around this one. 85% of the 60,000 migrants who arrived at our border during each of the past 3 months illegally crossed in the United States. Explain to our audience what that means, Jenny Beth.
Well, when that many people are crossing our border illegally, what we're finding is this is putting a crunch on everything in America. It puts a backlog on our immigration courts. It is making the broken immigration system that we have already, it is putting even more strain on it.
It overwhelms it, doesn't it?
It does. It completely overwhelms it.
And so here it is. Again, keep in mind, we have something like 45 legal entry in the southern in our southern border there for them to cross and legally approach, and say, look, here it is. I'm here for asylum and lay their case out there. But no, they overwhelm the system. They come in illegally. And at that point, everybody's a threat because, that puts our border patrol at risk. I mean, we've already had murders on the border. You know, our own citizens are being killed there, and Border Patrol is under threat, and they're getting shot at. Either we're about the rule of law or we're not, and this is what's being pointed out. And then, Jenny Beth, the other thing that we're hearing is just behind this, you know, current caravan that's at our border, there's two others, migrating north and heading for our southern border. And, this is like, I feel like I'm back in Florida again on hurricane watch.
It is just one after the other after the other. It's going to continue to be that. We'll continue to have caravan after caravan after caravan if the people who are seeking to come to America think that they're going to get in, regardless of whether they have to wait in line or not, like the law says or had said before. We have so many judges who've been involved in executive orders, like it was supposed to have happened. Whether they qualify for asylum or not. So they're just thinking, okay, we can get to America no matter what. Let's just make our way there. And if we're not supposed to be there, we'll just shove our way in and they can't stop us. Right. That is a real problem. And that's the message, whether it is accurate or not, that's the message that they perceive. So they continue to make this very dangerous trek towards our border.
Yeah, and this is expensive. So somebody is supporting this, Jenny Beth. There's somebody behind all this, a group, a particular individual, whether you want to say Soros or others. By the way, it's not Donald Trump, all right? I just want you to know that. He's not paying for that.
No, it's not, and I don't know who exactly is.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet, so make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just for you, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it follows, wherever it leads, okay, we've got to go after it. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, John Zemerek from the stream is with us. He is inundated with all the snow. It's still snowy there, John, huh? Hello? Did I lose you?
Yeah, Kenny.
Oh, here we go. Okay, we had you there, and then we lost you there for just a moment. So, anyway, I was asking about the snowy weather there in D.C. Okay, we got telephonic interruptus here that's taking place, so we'll reconnect with John here. Yeah, the weather throughout the middle part of our country and up in the Northeast is being reported. I mean, a snowstorm is just absolutely incredible. I'm here on the West Coast in California. We've had, a couple of days of rain, which has, been highly, highly unusual, in this drought-laden state of California. So, the rain is welcome, but like anything, it seems like, it's not necessarily parceled out in a nice, even sort of way. It's like, people are praying for rain in California. It's like, stop the prayers for a little bit, let's ease up a bit. But anyway, it's been coming down pretty consistently, and I think after everything is all said and done, the forecasters are predicting at least 4 days of consistent rain here on the West Coast. So when we get John back, just to give you an idea in terms of the topic, he writes that a poem at Ellis Island doesn't determine immigration policy. It's really a well thought out idea and something to consider here, because this is what happens. You get these pundits that talk about our immigration, and of course, what do they want to do? They want to look at Ellis Island, and of course, the infamous plaque there on the Statue of Liberty, bring us your huddled masses. As John writes, this is not the United States immigration policy. You got to think about it, because when the Statue of Liberty was built and when that poem was written, consider where we were. No welfare state, no ethnic quotas, no separatist movements among immigrants who resented America and expected reparations, for the crimes the U.S. had supposedly committed against their homelands. If you showed up, and things didn't work out, well, you were on your own, or you leaned on your church or extended family. Maybe you went back to Europe as one of three Italian immigrants did, he writes. Lady Liberty wasn't going to pick you up and nurse you. She kept her eyes on the prize, which was the land of equal laws and broad opportunity. This is about self-governance, and this is where we are today. Although there is has been an increasing movement afoot, especially by the Democrats, to say, no, we're going to be there. We're going to, help you from, as they say, cradle to grave. And they keep coming up with these socialistic ideas. And, on the surface, can sound attractive, especially for young kids that don't know better and don't, and they're not allowed to ask, the associated questions that go with any proposition, because in the vernacular of college campuses and the current culture is that if you dare ask a question and you threaten the proposition, then how dare you? You are going to be negated. We got John with us. John, I was just laying out the foundation of your piece you stated. A poem at Ellis Island doesn't determine immigration policy.
Right, and what we need to realize is it's a beautiful and inspiring poem mm-hmm. that describes a period of time in our history.
Right.
When we were a very young country, like a 20-year-old country or an 18-year-old right. country, we had huge empty land that we had just conquered from the Indians. We needed people to go homestead it. We were giving away farmland, okay,
right.
To try to get people to go farm in places like South Dakota where the snow got really deep in the wintertime,
Mm-hmm.
We also had enormous factories opening up all over the place where we needed unskilled workers.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have unions. We didn't have safety regulations. We didn't have insurance, We just needed cheap labor like my grandparents.
Right.
My great-grandparents.
Right.
And
mine as well. So, yes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All those things are true. And what else there wasn't? A welfare state.
Exactly.
You came here, you sank or swam.
Mm-hmm.
One out of three Italian immigrants who took that long boat trip from, Naples or Sicily all mm-hmm. the way to New York, one out of three of them turned around and went home because
right.
they didn't find a job that suited them. There was no welfare state like a glue trap set up so that immigrants go in, but they never come out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, right now, if you make it here from Guatemala or Honduras, even if you end up on public assistance, you're better off than the people who are working 70-hour weeks in your hometown back in that poor country. How can we have a system like that and not have a border wall and not have immigration enforcement up and down the line, or else our system collapses?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those people in the caravan, they seem like nice people, but they were saying things like, I want better schools, I want better health care. Well, guess what? Pay for them.
That's
in
right.
your own country.
Right.
Do we really want the whole of the third world getting on American Medicaid just so that the Democrats can get more votes? That's really all this is about.
Well, John, and that was my question, is that, then it was people coming to the country to assimilate, to really take advantage of, the gold and then our hills, the opportunity. And there are people around the world who understand that, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to them. They put on their own boots, they, cinch up their pants and, or whatever it is, if you want to say, and be politically sensitive and to the vernacular, then you put on your dress or whatever it is that you do, and you come here, but you come here for the good of all concerned. You don't come here to vote Democrat. And so this is what's happened. The objective, as far as one party is concerned, is that we want to bring you. And as you say, it's like the Roach Motel. You come in, you can't get out, and you're glued, to this country with a ballot that's already filled out for the Democrat Democratic Party for you.
Right, right. And the Democrats have figured it out. And no matter how crazy they get, no matter how much they alienate American blacks and American Hispanics and write off the white working class and write off, you know, basically the whole working class and write off the middle of the country, it doesn't matter because they're importing a whole new electorate night by night, day by day, sneaking them across the border and turning one state blue after another.
Right. One way or another. You know, yes, they do it on that basis, but I'm telling you, John, what still needs to be done is the investigative reporting on voter fraud that has been taking place in every state of the union. I mean, this galls me. For all this investigation we've been doing about Mueller and Russian collusion and all this stuff, I mean, Mueller et al. Have to just blatantly ignore the obvious crimes that have been taking place, and they're misserving the public by taking $30 million+ for this this charade. Because after it's all said and done, we're already being preconditioned. We're already being warned how to manage the expectation here. And there's not going to be any big there, which is what Peter Strzok said before it all began, did he not?
Yeah, it's pretty staggering. Well, I go into this in a lot of detail in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
Right.
So if people wanna, I mean, I try to go through the whole history, and to me, the historical change in the country is what's clear. When that poem was put up to decorate the Statue of Liberty, that didn't really have to do with the meaning of the statue, but it's a nice poem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is nice? It was nice when I was 20 years old to go slam dancing in the East Village to The Clash. I'm now 50-something. It would be embarrassing for me to do that. I might still have the album,
right,
the way we still have that poem on Liberty Island, but we can't live by it. We're a middle-aged country. We should develop a little bit of dignity.
Well, and the thing is, you would stop for just a moment, John, and consider, you know, as you say, how we got here. And like any company or any organism and organization that finds itself in a period of chaos or where they kind of sense that, hey, wait a minute, we made the wrong turn somewhere. You know, leadership will take you back and say, well, let's find out where we made the wrong turn. How did we misunderstand something? And let's correct it and get back on track. This is what Donald Trump is trying to do. And I believe that there's people here in this country that are doing this in their own way, in their own homes, in their own cities. But this needs to be something of a national occurrence and revival, so to speak, so that we can truly do right by the people. And this is immigrants coming to this country. I mean, that we can serve them better, and they can serve us, and it can be a win-win opportunity, not the kind of deal that's operating right now, as you say, driven by the Democrats that are looking for, a new voter politic.
That's right, and those Republicans who look for cheap labor. I mean, it's telling that we have this national crisis and government shutdown. The Republicans ran the Congress for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I blame
yes.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan for this more than I blame the Democrats, because
right.
at least the Democrats were promoting their own party's ideas
right.
and their own party's interests and their own voters' interests. What's the Republicans' excuse?
Yeah, exactly. And John, I got to tell you, from day one, I said there's no sense of urgency, because we could see that the window of opportunity was starting to close, just in much the same way with the Obama administration.
They were running out the clock.
Exactly. And the Democrats did it, and now here it is. The Republicans, they've got egg on their face and are realizing, you know, after the fact that they wasted a lot of time and resources and opportunity. And but there's still some here that can be garnered, but they really need to refocus and stay true to their commitment. Dr. John Zemarek from The Stream with us, as always. And don't forget his book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. It's excellent. You need to get your hands on it. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are